I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. I am doing another Thursday Thoughts episode, but again, it's not on Thursday. Thursday was Thanksgiving here in the US of A, and although I had good intentions to do it, I ended up just having a down day, not a down depressing day, an up day from a mental standpoint, because I got to be with my family and I love my family. So, and I love turkey and gravy and green beans and pumpkin pie and pecan pie. And yes, I did have two slices. I made them small, but I love all that stuff. So it was a very up day, but I had a down work day. I did not do much work. And so I did pull a card though in advance, because I do for my Thursday thoughts, I like to pull a card to inspire me in some way. And it will bring things up intuitively. And so I pulled a card, and I just want to tell you the story. It's kind of crazy because I was thinking before I pulled the card that perhaps I would talk about how every day we should be thankful. You know, we focus on Thanksgiving, and pretty much everybody, I think, has that thankfulness attitude on Thanksgiving. You know, you sit around the table, and even though it's a COVID year and it's crazy, and a lot of people have been told not to be with family. And I know, like, my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, they changed their plans. They were going to see her parents, but they didn't. And I know she was disappointed, but they got on a Zoom call and they spent some time on a Zoom call. And so, you know, just being thankful for what you have in the moment. And I think no matter what, many of us felt thankful and do feel thankful when we have our Thanksgivings. Whoever has Thanksgivings, because I know Thanksgivings are all over the world. Canada, I think, had theirs in October. But what I was thinking about is talking about how to continue that thankfulness mindset and every day. I do it every day. I think it's more intense on the actual Thanksgiving day. But why stop after Thanksgiving? Stop being thankful. Continue all through the next month. I have this great little chart of 30 days of gratitude, and I shared it in my group with my students. I'll have to put it on my Facebook, but it has like one, like, what's your favorite smell? What smell are you thankful for is the first one. And then what technology are you thankful for? So it really stirs the mind and gives you something new. Because a lot of times people, they say the same things. That's one of my gripes, is you can't cheat and say the same thing. You have to have a different thing you're grateful about. And I do three different things every day. So you just need to think of new things, because there's so much to be thankful for. So that was my original intention of what am I going to talk about? And then I pulled a card. So, and then the card I pulled was this, it's called Door to Personal Healing and Happiness. So I pulled this card, it's a beautiful card. It's got a beautiful door with rainbow and birds and all that kind of stuff. And you just want to walk into the card. And so, and then that day, like three times, the word intention came up. It came up when I was interviewing somebody for my podcast. It came up earlier in the day, and then it came up again later that day. And so I thought, well, maybe I need to talk about intention. So how does intention play in with this card? So maybe intention, so my intuition started to kicking in, thinking, okay, maybe it's intuition. Maybe I forget the card pull and I just go with intention
and talk about that and how we need to be more intentional. We walk around life being so unintentional. This was the old me, is like, I just let life happen to me. I had no real intention except my at work. But with my personal life, I had no real intention on my dreams or anything. So, you know, I really stress working from intention. And so then I was like, okay, I'm not going to do the card. I'll just do intention. And so then this morning I was like, okay, now it's 2 days later and I haven't done my Thursday episode yet. And I thought about bagging it. And then I'm like, no, if I can help one person, just inspire them with something that I can share, then I'm going to still do it. So, and honestly, this was a break from putting my Christmas tree up, because I put my Christmas tree up. I haven't finished it. It's going to be a 2-day affair, but my husband had hernia surgery and he can't help me at all. And I have this big friggin' tree. It's in 4 parts. It's a beautiful artificial tree. And I had to drag it out of my garage and up my driveway and onto my front porch and into my house. That's how I got it in. And I was sweating, and I thank God it's a beautiful day here in Virginia. It's not raining. And it was all I could do to get it up myself. And so it's up. It's not completely fluffed. I have to fluff it, and then I'll put the ornaments on tomorrow. So this is also my break and escape from putting up my Christmas tree. All right. So I went back to my office and I thought, well, let me pull a card again, because maybe, you know, this intuition thing, let me see if I pull a card that is around intuition. So you're not going to believe this, but this is so crazy. And I shuffle the cards. I shuffle them. They say do it like a third grader. So it's really messy, right? And I did it like 3 times. And guess what card I pulled? I pulled the same card I pulled on Wednesday. The door to personal healing and happiness. And then I'm like, okay, all right. The universe is telling me I need to talk about this card. But also there's something with intention, right? So then it dawned on me, which is what intuition usually does, right? That when you work from intention, it will lead you to personal healing and happiness. If you're not intentional, then you're flailing around in life and you don't even probably know your dreams. And if you have any, you're not being intentional about taking action towards those dreams. So I'm like, of course, intention and this card are intertwined. So I was so glad that I went back and pulled a card a second time. And it was like, Lori, this is what you still need to talk about. Yes, you need to talk about this. So I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So I'm gonna talk about how intention leads you to personal healing and happiness. I have to read the card though first. Okay. So the door to personal healing and happiness, new beginnings in your personal life. This card is a harbinger of positive change. The beautiful light-filled door opens onto a lush rainbow lit spring filled with vibrant lotus flowers. Whether you're working on some inner healing, such as breaking an addiction, or looking to make some external changes, such as finding a new place to live, this card signals that your life is opening up and new opportunities are about to appear. The changes you've been working on are ready to blossom with wonderful results. So make sure you see your personal intentions through with continued action and optimistic expectations. So I think this is the same card that I pulled in the workshop that I did in October. And it was so crazy because that's what the workshop was kind of all about, was getting people to change and step into a second half sparked life. And it's so funny because I'm wondering, is this coming up? Because this is a reminder, if you were in that workshop and you're listening to this, a reminder that, because at the very end of that workshop, I said, what new habits are you going to create that are going to get you more sparked in life? And I gave examples of new habits and people committed to new habits. So if you were in the workshop, my question to you is, are you still working on those new habits? But it was so great because I thought it's a great message to have after Thanksgiving and heading into the end in the last month of a year that's been crazy crazy, crazy. We could never have imagined how crazy 2020 would be. That it's like beyond our imagination, how everything shut down and so many people getting sick from this crazy illness, this new virus. So what I think to me this means is that there are opportunities that await us all, no matter what obstacles we face. We can overcome any obstacles and follow dreams. And just because it's the end of the year doesn't mean sometimes people, they get to the end of November and they're like, okay, 2020 is a wash, right? They start focusing on the next year when this year hasn't even ended. And it's like the end of the race, like the last lap. You don't want to slow down in the last lap. You want to step it up. And that's who wins the race, is the person who saves that little bit of energy and pushes through it and still makes use of that little bit of leftover time. And so I also thought it was a great example. I have a new one-on-one client, and one of the things she said to me, and I was like, I have to use this in this example of the fact that intention gets you through the door to personal healing and happiness. Because she told me that she had set an intention at the beginning of the year to have 2020 be like her year, her breakthrough year, and where she was going to figure out her purpose, because she's void of purpose and she wants to find her purpose in life. And so what happened is COVID. And as many of us did, COVID set us back. We're like, holy moly, what happens now? I need to stay inside. I'm quarantined. Things that I wanted to do, I can't do. And so we think about, focus on the obstacles instead of, you know, what can I do differently? How can I get around the obstacle? So she came across me and knew that I help people find purpose. And she reached out. And what I think and am going to celebrate in her case is she set intention and she's following through on that intention. Even though it's a few months late, she made a decision and she is going after that decision. And what can happen for her in the last month of 2020 is amazing. She has an opportunity to like make 2020 still a breakthrough year. It doesn't have to be a wash. And so that's what I want to, the message that I want and what I want to inspire you with today is that be intentional with what you do. Set intention around the life that you want to create for yourself. And if you are where you want to be, great. I think that's amazing. But there's always things that you can do to better yourself, to improve your life. Be grateful, absolutely be grateful for what you have. But there's always a way you can serve. There's a bigger way you can serve. And so I think, you know, when we stop growing, life becomes kind of boring. And so keep that intention of how you want to grow next. And set an intention for December and what you want to accomplish in December before 2021. Don't start working on 2021 until the end of 2020. I mean, you could set a 90-day goal. I think that's great, but there's 30 days of the 90-day goal to really get to make progress on. And so this card is the door to personal healing and happiness that can be achieved, and you can start working on it with intention today. So that's my message today. This might have been my shortest episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.